And how many years? You were in North Korea, what, 20 years? And you think the indoctrination in the United States at our Ivy League institution, Columbia, is as bad or worse as the propaganda, anti-American hate that you heard in North Korea?
So when I was in North Korea, first thing that I learned was that Americans were bastards. It was actually the one word. At school, when I was attending, they told me, actually, there's just math problem saying there are 4 American bastards. You killed 2 of them. Then how many American bastards left to kill? And as a child in North Korea, you have to say 2 American bastards. And when I came to America, a guy, like, I fell in love with this country. This is such a wonderful country. I had never been accepted more than this country was. And at Columbia University, literally every professor was saying that, you know, the problems that we have on today's world is because of white men. How they colonized Africa, Asia, right? That's how they mess up everything. And they are the one who needs to be blamed. And I couldn't believe that, like, am I sitting in North Korea's classroom or in America, actually? I couldn't believe why people are hating their own people that much.
What is your overall thought then when you think of, look at America today, and you compare it with your life experience, which has been horrific, sold into sex slavery at one point in your life. You get to America, you're expecting this to be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the land of freedom, and you get the exact same propaganda here.
It's just heartbreaking. I literally sold as a sexual slave, and I literally crossed the Gobi Desert to be free. And now I thought I landed in a country where I can say what I believed and have my, you know, freedom to think. However, now I end up in a country, I have to be constantly censoring my speech. Because now, in the name of a safe place, Colombia was told us what we cannot talk about.
Yeah.
And I am so concerned, like, if America is not free, I think there's no place else is left that is free. And I think that's why it's really alarming to me.